crowd of local residents when the airstrike took place. NATO says it's investigating the incident. I'm Greg Moore. That's news from the Information Radio Network.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and it looks like our regularly scheduled guest is not going to be with us, so it's going to be you and me out there. And if you're out there and something you'd like to talk about, our number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Don't be bashful. Well, certainly one of the things I read every day is something called Breakfast with Dave, and it's written by Dave Rosenberg, who actually was one of the chief economists for one of the major financial houses for many years, and he suddenly goes into the background of what's going on. He notices that the unemployment continues to rise, that the employers are not putting on new jobs. Many of the corporations are continuing to actually cut back on their employment, and certainly if you look and see what's happening, why, more and more people are applying for unemployment benefits. And all this talk about a recovery and green shoots is simply to confuse you about what's really going on in the country. The economy continues contracting. Exports are down. Certainly, a great deal of a decrease in imports into this country because people are not buying the way they are. And even China, which, of course, had a tremendous surge in their stock market, their market has fallen 25-30% in the last couple of weeks. And there are serious problems all throughout the world that the media doesn't want to really address because they're trying to give you the idea, well, maybe things are going to get better. Yes, some people have rushed in and bought houses thinking we're at the bottom of the housing market and hoping to make a fast buck, and in certain areas they have. But we're a long way from the bottom of the housing a drop, and certainly it's only going to be a matter of time before there's another drop, and these people who bought homes or commercial property at this time are going to be in very real trouble. Now, many of the hedge funds and the other financial institutions, people are putting their money back into them, hoping they can recoup their losses. And it's sort of like playing roulette and Reno, thinking that maybe just this next time we'll strike it big. But the trouble is it isn't going to happen because the hedge funds are investing, say, in the major financial institutions. Why, their stock is up certainly 50, 75, 80%. Things like Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, they've really come back a long ways. But all of these banks are basically insolvent. In fact, most of the banks in the United States are on the verge of insolvency. Certainly Meredith Whitney, who's one of the smartest ladies around, has talked about another 200 banks failing in the United States this year. Now, whether it's 200 more or simply 200 total, but we've got 4 months to go, she must be expecting an awful lot of banks to fail. The problem is that the FDIC is frankly insolvent. Now, of course, they claim that they still have $10 billion, but basically, they have made so many agreements on the amount of money that they're going to put up to cover the failed assets of the banks that have been bought by other banks. And they've had to pledge, you know, to cover the assets in case they failed just to get somebody to buy the banks, or they would have completely gone down. And the Federal Deposit Insurance Company can assure us that our money in the banks is guaranteed. It's guaranteed by the full faith of the United States government. But do you really have faith in a government that has to borrow $3 to $4, maybe even $5 billion a day just to pay its bills, that is going to be running a deficit of between $1.6 and $2 trillion as of September 30th of this year? That will be the debt for this year, and they're frantically actually trying to sell the bonds, you know, so they can balance their books. But they're not really selling the bonds. What they're doing is giving money to other countries so they can buy the bonds so it'll look good. But it's all a house of cards that's being artificially kept up there. And we are on the very edge of something big and terrible and terrifying happening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Now, we know that the whole swine flu epidemic is simply contrived. I mean, if you look and see the number of healthy people who have died in the United States as a result of this deadly epidemic, to date, between April, when the virus was first discovered, and recently, I think it was the 26th of August, only about less than 150 healthy people had died. The total number of deaths in the United States was 522 on last count, and you try to call the CDC and get the figures, and they won't answer the telephone, but they'll give you to somebody else who'll take care of you, and they won't answer the telephone, and they'll refer you to somebody else for an immediate response, and there's nobody there. And that's the way the government is doing, because they don't want people to get the information about what's happening with this non-existent epidemic. The CDC has been telling us for years that 36,000 people die every year of seasonal flu. Well, if that's true, then the death of 150 healthy people really is not much of a problem, is it? Do you really think so? They admit, I think, about 2,300 people have died throughout the entire world since the advent of the epidemic. And the World Health Organization has given orders to stop monitoring the epidemic. You would think that they'd want to know how many people were getting it. They don't, because they realize it's all a charade. Is this a cover-up for simply the financial issues that face our nation? Are they trying to keep us diverted by, you know, all the danger of the swine flu? And every evening you turn on the television and you hear about the swine flu this, and President Obama says, oh, yes, what you want to do is wash your hands and cough into your sleeve. Don't cough into your hands. And that's how we're going to stop the epidemic. And nothing wrong with the advice. But this is not a deadly epidemic. It may be transmissible readily from person to person, but it is not a deadly epidemic. So why all of this hoopla? Why a massive vaccine program? Is it to make money for the manufacturers, who could make up to $40 to $49 billion if they give this vaccine to people throughout the world? And we know that certainly our government's going to order 195 million doses of it. I think that this France has ordered 95 million doses of it. And they only have about 60 million people over there, and yet they've ordered 95 million doses of the vaccine. And they're being ordered all throughout Europe. It's being ordered in England, and they're ordering it, talking about ordering it for the rest of the world. Is this a gimmick to make money for the vaccine manufacturers and to drive up the price of their stocks? Or is this possibly because they want to give the vaccine that will probably contain squalene? To this date, nobody will tell me if it's going to contain squalene or not. I will tell you what has happened. They have bought the squalene. They paid, I don't know how many million dollars for the squalene. They've distributed it all across the country, and they're just waiting to decide. They're waiting to decide whether they're going to add the squalene that has been distributed across the country to the vaccine shots that are going to begin to be given to children and healthcare workers and pregnant women across America as of the 15th of October. The only trouble is this squalene is not licensed in the United States, so they're going to get an emergency waiver because of this terrible, deadly pandemic that has killed 150 people since the advent of the disease here. You know, it was in April. 300 people die every year from being struck by lightning. Do you honestly think the deaths of 150 healthy people in the United States is a major issue? I feel very sorry for them. I wish they hadn't died. But certainly this is not a reason to justify giving a potentially deadly vaccine, because certainly squalene has all sorts of problems. This is what they put in the Gulf War. The vaccines that were given to our young men that destroyed the lives of so many. This is what they put in the cold virus and adenovirus in the early 1950s that destroyed so many lives. This is what they put in, Sydney, in the vaccine, the anthrax vaccine that destroyed so many lives. And the people are still ill from it. And now they wanted to give it to millions of people in America. What's it all about? Well, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. Our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so we want to hear from you. We want to know what you want to talk about right here at Genesis. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Healer Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Real hard to stand back here. Right now we've got Steve calling from Pennsylvania. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Real good, Stan. Thank you for taking my call. My concern is over the potential for RF overexposure. For example, if some evil person decided to turn up the RF on an arcade game or something like that, where RF overexposure actually would mimic the bird flu, and there'd be no way to tell the difference unless there was an actual test for the bird flu. And I understand that in a lot of these cases where they have outbreaks of the bird flu, where the CDC stops testing after the first few cases are confirmed.
I think you're right. Yes, actually, the World Health Organization has just said, don't bother to test anymore. We know it's here. We don't want to know how much of it is. We're going to declare it a pandemic. Just believe us. Everybody's got to take an injection, and I think it's a scam. I'm not certain, you know.
Yeah, but Dr. Stan, you'll admit that you could probably identify at least 5 or maybe 10 diseases that mimic the flu.
Absolutely.
And will kill you, and if they're not going to test, do the final test to find out what it was, then I just think it's a real disservice. I mean, I know it's expensive to do these tests and time-consuming, but I truly believe, I know that there's some places that sell these RF detectors. One of them through the ham radio outlet is ZapCheck. And that's one way of finding where these RF hotspots are. But I fully believe that there's evil people out there, and that they're tricking us, and that all that seems to be in the inoculation might not be there. It can be coming from another source, and the people will never know.
Well, they see, my concern is there may be something in that vaccine that will kill millions of people, and I'm sure you share that concern as well. And you know, the most amazing thing is, Steve, that here we are, it's what, the second or third of the month, and certainly the 15th of the next month, they're going to start this massive vaccination program. And I have been told within the last week by the people of both the CDC and Galaxo, they don't know if there's going to be squalene in the vaccine. They've actually bought the squalene, they've distributed the squalene, but they don't know whether it's going to be there. Now, squalene is a deadly, really, adjuvant. It's created terrible havoc with the lives of the veterans of the first Gulf War, the people who took it in anthrax. We know its terrible complications. So why in heaven's name would logical people want to add that to a vaccine that's going to be millions of people, given to millions of people, without testing it, giving it to pregnant women and children, where it is not authorized unless they have another agenda? This is what concerns me. You're right. There are evil people out there.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's about it. Just like I say, if anybody can prove me wrong, RF overexposure in the final stages of the bird flu, the doctor can't tell the difference. It takes extensive.
All right, fine. I think that, I hope that a lot of people aren't going to die, but I really fear that this may be what they're going to do. It may be just a trial run, too. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks for calling. Now we've got Jim calling from West Virginia. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, but let's see what Jim in West Virginia has to say. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, I like your little diatribe about all they're saying the economy is so wonderful, and yet it isn't. And they're saying, well, you're talking about the mainstream media, and I have to mention several things about the mainstream. First of all, the cheapest way to tell the biggest lies to the most people is to buy the news outlets. And it's very easy when you print your own money. And about 40 years ago, a little over 40, I was about a half inch away from getting a full ride scholarship to Purdue in journalism. And I was just zinging off the walls. I went down to the local newspaper and said, "Hey, guys, and we have to work with you." And I knew some of them down there, what have you. But there was one reporter there. He was rather cynical, and he explained to me that there were certain, well, he gave me very hard evidence that there were stories which the publishers would not let them run. Horrible things like voter fraud. So then he said, "Here's, it's very simple. This is what you have to be a very successful criminal. You have to pay off or kill the police, the prosecuting attorney, the judge, and let's see who else. Oh, yeah, the news reporters." But the mainstream never says that. About 35 years ago, I was in commercial radio, and one time I mispronounced the name of a drummer in a rock band or bass player, I can't remember which, and I got phone calls. The mainstream media knows what's going on. They can Google the same things or start page the same things. What I see is this, "Oh, the economy's wonderful." Everything from the mainstream is either obstruction or distraction or flat lie. Because I know if Satan owned a TV network, would you watch it? I think he owns a bunch. But when they're saying, "Oh, the economy's wonderful," about the economy, and they're telling us to do the vaccines, I think what it boils down to is very simple, is that you just, whatever the mainstream says, just figure it's pretty close to the opposite. And every time at the end of every newscast, you hear some little puff story about a dog or who knows what. But I have a sneaking suspicion they're going to crash the economy, and the smokescreen will be the alleged pandemic. And you're the expert on AIDS. How many people have died from AIDS since, say, spring or this year or whatever? So they're not. They're just, if the mainstream media just figures on obstruction or distraction or a flat lie.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you at all. In fact, it's fascinating. You go back, there's a book called, it's The History of the Jacobin Movement. It was written by a man named Abbey Burrell about somewhere between 1790 and the year 1800. And he was writing really about the Jacobins and the Illuminati. And he said that their plan was to gain control of the media. They wanted to control the media so they could control the minds of the people. I just did a recent series of programs on or articles on Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837. And we actually have a series of the talks he gave leading up to that. And in about 1833, he gave a talk to the members of his cabinet talking about how the press, the newspapers in the United States, because we didn't have anything else, all we had was newspapers and magazines and books. We didn't have the electronic media. But how even at that time they were controlled by the bankers, the people who controlled the bank. So, you know, it's like deja vu all over again. Nothing has changed.
Well, I tell you what, I had a Latin professor who knew nine languages. He was kind of like the Billy Graham of Czechoslovakia, but his name was Dr. Laszlo Borsay, now deceased at WVU, West Virginia University. And one of the things which he said, he was extremely well-read, he said that towards the end of the fall of the Roman Empire, that the town criers were regulated by the emperor. And who, like, this is, you know, before we had printing presses. Yeah, same thing was going on then. But, yeah, anytime I see the mainstream media doing something, I almost know to believe the opposite. And I've been awake for 4.5 decades. I've been watching this for a long time.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, what's so fascinating is you go from network to network tonight or really any evening, and all they talk about is the imminent swine flu pandemic. It's coming back, how we've got to get ready for all the people going to die and how everybody's got to take the vaccine. They all have exactly the same line. That should convince anybody this is all manipulated and controlled. Hey, hang on there. Jim will be back in just a moment. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call here at Genesis.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
During World War II, millions suddenly found their lives in peril. One of those, 11-year-old Harold Gordon, as recounted in his book, The Last Sunrise, faced Auschwitz's horrors. This is Elizabeth Border from GCN's The Divided Kingdom, heard at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on WWCR, 5.070 MHz, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Once, Harold Gordon's life was spared by bartering gold. Lou Blanchard and I bought gold and silver from Midas Resources years before we became GCN radio hosts. We liked the fact that unlike some radio offers that hold the gold for you, Ted Anderson's Midas Resources sends it right to your front door. Lou and I hope you'll protect your family with even a few gold coins. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And is Jim's from West Virginia still there?
Oh, yes.
You got a great radio voice. Anybody tell you that?
Yeah. I tried being an extortionist, but I failed miserably because everybody recognized my voice. Anyway, well, could it be that the mainstream media is all owned by the same people? Another media story. Middle 60s, my parents found out what was in my history book. I'd never heard my dad cuss till he was seeing some of that. And so my mother had a childhood friend, worked local board of education, time to change, to get new textbooks. She came to the house one day mad as a wet hen. yelling, stomping. I've never seen her do that, mad, with about a dozen textbooks. We can't find an honest textbook. And what my mother immediately noted, as well as my dad, is they're all telling the same lies. And, like, everybody's eyes got wide open, like, oh, my God, they're owned by the same people.
Well, here's what we have to understand is the great tax-exempt foundations, which work right along with the various publishers, actually laid out a curriculum, a false curriculum, or everything aimed at just undermining belief in America and patriotism and belief in God and family and country, and which pushing towards this idea of collectivism. And boy, they've done a great job. Hey, I've got to run because I've got a whole board full of people. But hey, thanks for calling. And next time we have an open line, give us a call again.
Thank you.
All right. You're more than welcome. Let's go to Norman calling from Illinois. Hi, Norman.
How's it going, Doc?
No complaints at all. Doesn't do any good to complain because everybody's got even a worse story.
Yeah. Well, I was just calling. I went down and visited my daughter and her husband, which have two of my grandkids, and told her about this Obama thing that was coming to the schools. And she told me, oh, I've not heard about that at all. And I said, well, it's coming. I said, it's coming this coming week. While I'm sitting there, the school calls her and tells her this is what's happening, and if she signs some sheet of paper, she can opt her children out of it. And then I go on to tell her about these flu shots. And I said, especially, you know, the youngest one, she's got asthma. I said, they're really warning about that. And she just said, well, we go to church every week and, you know, God will take care of everything. I just sort of said, I don't think he would want you to take these shots. And
well, you see, the way you want to put it, Norman, really, it would be the fact that God has given us an amazing immune system so that, you know, we won't take these viruses through our intestinal tract. We won't take the viruses through our, if we do take them through the intestinal tract, they're filtered out, the immune response. Same thing with the nasopharynx, that's how you get infections. But God did not prepare us for man's foolishness of injecting deadly things into the individual and viruses from other species which would never infect us if they weren't injected. It's man's interference, and you're letting these things happen, and you're not depending upon God. Put it that way. Maybe you can convince her next time.
I hope you're right, because I hit a roadblock. I gave her all these different computer places to go and to look these shots up, and the way she put down that paper, it was like they were going to use it for toilet paper. I don't know.
Well, if you try to get her to listen to us, just say, here's this crazy guy, you know, you might find he'll have some interesting things to say, and maybe she'll start listening to us and think we're crazy, and before long she'll be afraid we're not, and she'll be saying, it's just like you said, Dad. Don't get discouraged. Many times our children don't want to listen to us. All you can do is warn them and pray for them.
I hope you're right, Doc.
And I hope that they don't learn the hard way that what you're telling them is true.
Well, I got three grandkids, and I've warned both daughters, you know, this is what's coming, and they just, it's like they don't care.
Well, it's not that they don't care. They just have trust in the government. They think everything's going to be fine, that God's going to protect them. Well, you know, God expects us to use our own good sense, you know. We certainly have to rely upon God. I love that story, you know, about the flood. This fellow sitting up on the roof of a building, you know, and of course it's surrounded by water, and the flood is coming, and the water's going up, and people keep coming and saying, you know, we've got a boat here. Come on, get into this, and we'll save you. And the fellow says, oh no, God's got to save me. And the next guy comes and says, come on, jump in the boat, we'll save you. And oh no, God's going to save me. And the third guy comes, and all the time the water's getting higher and higher, and the third time he turns, you know, the rescuers away, and finally the water comes up over the top of the roof and he drowns, and he goes to heaven and he says, God, why did you let me drown? And God says, well, I sent three people there to help you, and you wouldn't take the help. All we can do is try to warn people what's coming down the line, Norman, and if they don't want to listen, well, that's between them and God, okay?
Thank you much.
God bless. And let's go to Bill, who's calling from Ohio. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. I hope you're feeling well.
Well, I'm doing pretty well, all in all. I got nothing to complain about.
Me either. I'd like to point out something that it seems like the public repeats over and over and over. Every time the government gives us a crisis, they throw another one in so we'll forget the last one. And I believe this is their game, always has been. It's the pattern and the way they work. Look how quickly the public has forgotten about the chemtrails, which were on us for over 10 years now. And God only knows, plus a few other scientists, just what was contained in that and how much damage it's done to the immune system, the respiratory system, and children. I mean, everybody's got to breathe this, everybody's got to drink it, and everybody's got to eat it because eventually it lands on the ground. And they don't have to contaminate the water. It's already contaminated by these chemtrails. And plus the chlorine and fluoride they put in it certainly doesn't help the human body any. And that's been proven, yet we've still got that. But it amazes me that the people forget what they've done in the past and continue to do to this day to destroy our health. And I think that's their system. They throw it, now they're throwing this vaccine at us. Well, we couldn't, our governors would not shoot these planes down with the our Air National Guard. They just let them continue to spray.
Well, I think Phil, the problem is that it is so incredible that people just can't believe the story. I mean, I know this to be true because it took me a long time to actually accept the fact that the media was controlled and that everything I learned in college was a lie, or just about everything. It took me a long time, even though I was in the front lines of the battle, to try to stop the spread of AIDS in the country by using standard effective public health techniques. And, we campaigned all over the country, traveled all over the world, went to the CDC, talked to the leading doctors, but I couldn't believe that they were intentionally allowing AIDS to kill millions of people because they wanted to kill off people. I mean, that is so beyond the pale. Most people just don't want to believe that thing. I didn't want to believe that the Twin Towers was an inside job. I just said, I will not believe it. Well, eventually, of course, I had to believe it. I had to accept it. So what we're really dealing with is people intentionally don't want to see what's going on. All we can do is point out what's going on and tell them that they could very well lose their families or their own lives. At least check out the facts. Don't get discouraged. My job is to tell you what's going on, and your job is to tell others and give them the source of information where they can check it out. But don't get discouraged if they don't listen now, because if they don't listen now, they're going to listen later.
I agree. It was obvious to me. I mean, I'm 76 years old. When they hit Ruby Ridge, then right after that Waco, then the Moriah Building, then the Twin Towers, that should have been obvious to everybody. This is not our government.
Somebody else controls it. Hey, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Right here at Genesis.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, we've got Fred calling us from Texas. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. Are you there?
I'm there, yeah. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh. Yes, sir. First, I'd like to add, just briefly, I'm 26 years old, and I guess I've been wide awake now for a little over 3 years, and I've made it my personal goal to at least wake up one person a day, and I feel that I've been fairly successful at that. One thing that I am worried about is how Glenn Beck is now trying to lump the 9/11 truthers into this Van Jones personification. This guy is totally not what the 9/11 truthers are. And I think that's what, obviously, that's what the establishment is trying to pull off now, is I think this is their Hail Mary. And I've been involved with HoustonTruth.org, like I said, for about 3 years, and we're doing good things down here. But also, I think next time you watch Glenn Beck, over his left shoulder, which would be the right side of your screen, there is a black triangle. It's plain as day. It's right there. And I really, truly believe in my heart of hearts and where my research has taken me that the esoteric is right there. They're telling you something. Would you not agree?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I will tell you that they hide their emblems in plain sight, and when you recognize them, why, you can see them. Most people never see them, and certainly I congratulate you for your awareness that this is not a political battle, but a spiritual battle, and believe me, there really are demonic forces that are energizing the people who control our media, and Glenn Beck is as phony as a $3 bill.
Yes, sir, I totally agree. You know, it really resonates with the spirit. And as I've gone down that road, after taking everything that is, you know, considered the New World Order, there's only one place you can end up at the end of the day, and that's in the arms of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what denomination you are, that's where you have to end up. And when you finally do that, and you start learning about the esoteric and how you've been lied to and manipulated right in front of your face, because the cult only really means hidden in plain sight.
Right.
I took it personal. I took it past personal because I believed in the American dream. My parents and grandparents were straight up legitimate people, honest Texan Americans that did what they were believed to do. And I thought that was going to be my path. And once I started looking and listening and reading, see, that's the bad thing that the establishment doesn't want. They don't like people that read, and they don't like people that look and listen to what they're not being told. And that's what I've done. And so that's why I came home from New Zealand. I was living over in New Zealand, and I said, you know what, Texans don't run, Americans don't run. We go back and we face what is coming.
I
made it a personal quest, sir. And I truly believe that at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of good people that have to go down with the ship. But it's going to be worth it, because in the end, the good light will overcome the demonic darkness that we're facing. And it's right in front of our face. And I truly believe we're on the verge of a major breakthrough in this country. We've just got to hold firm. We've got to hold on to peace. But once we get struck, we do not turn the other cheek. You strike back in holy hate, because that we have God and Jesus Christ on our side.
Well, I congratulate you for what you're doing, Fred, and please help get the word out and get people listening to Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and my programs and Butch Paw and Chuck Chrismeyer. All of them have basically the underlying theme about the spiritual battle that we're involved in. Hey, thank you so very much for what you're doing. Keep us posted as to what's going on there in Texas.
Yes, sir. May I also add? Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to also add, if you could check our website out, HoustonTruth.org. We're doing good things down here. We're highly motivated. We're youthful, and we're doing the best we can, and we send folks in your direction. We send folks in the GCN direction, and we send folks in the direction that is truly based in principle and godly fact. Thank you, sir, for letting me talk.
Thank you so very much, Fred. Thank you for all you're doing. Well, I don't know. Did we lose Lou? Is he still there, or did he drop up? All right, fine. Well, again, our number then, you can call right in and get right on the air. It's 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But, you know, we got a lot of people out across America who are waking up. I mean, certainly Fred's only been aware of what's going on for 3 years. But more and more people know that something's wrong. So don't get discouraged. This should be the time when we're working all the harder, trying to get people to see what's going on. And the people who are losing their jobs and losing their homes and losing hope are looking for answers, and we've got those answers. This is not happening by accident. This is happening by intent. There is a brotherhood of darkness that controls both political parties, rigs elections. In fact, we've got a great new DVD we put out called Voter Fraud. And actually, it's a DV kit. It's a DVD, a DV's talk at our conference. You need to get it. They rig the elections. They rig them all over the world. This is why they push democracy, because that means whatever the vote is, why it's all right to go ahead and do it. And it's not all right to go ahead and do it, because the United States is not a democracy. And never forget those words by James Madison in the 10th of the Federalist Papers, where he wrote that democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal security and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths, and look around and see the growing level of violence. People don't have to understand we are a republic. We got a great little pamphlet that covers that, or you can go up and pull down my newsletters, but you can get the pamphlet, they're inexpensive, and copy it and get people to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, and why most of what's going on in Washington, D.C. is frankly illegal. These people ought to be in prison. Well, who do we have calling from Ohio? Terry, go ahead, Terry. This is the last call because we're out of time, but go ahead, Terry.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I am from Ohio, and yesterday the first pregnant woman who had died from swine flu was announced on the television. They did a cesarean, a C-section, and her baby, Normal, was born. This morning on my way to work, I listened to Free Speech Radio, and it was announced that in Ohio, in Columbus, they're pushing pregnant women to get the swine vaccine now.
Well, they may get the vaccine. They may get the disease from the vaccine. The thing is that we haven't had that many deaths of pregnant women across America. So why are they targeting pregnant women and children who, of course, there's no studies that show it's safe in either group. So why are they wanting to give the vaccine to pregnant women and children? And yet there's not one study that shows it's safe. So it's a massive experiment, or perhaps it's something far more diabolical. Anyway, look, thanks very much for calling, Terry. And Sydney, I hope you're not going to take the vaccine.
No, I will not, Doctor.
All right, God bless. Thanks so much. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we suggest the DVDs that we have. We have an excellent DVD called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda goes into Bill Gates. And ask the question, why is Bill Gates, who's so dedicated to population control and spending millions of dollars on population control, why does he want to vaccinate those little black children in Africa and those little brown children throughout the world and save their lives? Why would somebody who believes in population control be pushing vaccination? And Dr. Ayub answers that question. And, of course, that's called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. You get a free CD-ROM along with the DVD that gives you literally thousands of pages of documentation on certainly of the fact that they know the vaccine is deadly. They know the thimerosal destroys the minds and fertility of the children, and that's why they're given it. So, and then we've got the DVD, the Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Blaylock. We have a DVD by Sherry Tenpenny on vaccinations. We've got a whole flock of tape sets. Let me suggest Vaccine Update 2009, Vaccine 4-tape set on the HPV, that's the human papillomavirus infection, on the anthrax infection, probably anthrax vaccine. So we have the HPV vaccine, the anthrax vaccine. We've got all sorts of information, and you need to get it, and you need to help us get it out across America. And we carry Neil Miller's wonderful little book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? His book on autism, which tells you the congressional hearings, totally covered up by the control media. And we've got a fairly large book by him. Neil Miller, it's called certainly Vaccine Safety Manual. This and so much information is available from Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please get the information. Go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or